USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday, the White House held a memorial service for Robert Trump, the president's brother. Roughly 200 guests were at the East Room of the White House. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy was asked how confident he is that the post office will be able to hand all the mail-in ballots this November.
Extremely highly confident. We will scour every plan today, you know, each night leading up to Election Day. Very, very confident.
Chairman of that committee, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, wrapping up that hearing by thanking the Postmaster General for showing up for his testimony on Friday and saying that Democrats are putting him in the crosshairs of another hyperbolic false attack perpetrated to scare people and gain political advantage. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of that energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is starting the process needed to snap back sanctions on Iran. The Secretary of State saying the message from the United States is very clear.
Our message is very, very simple. The United States will never allow the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism to freely buy and sell planes, tanks, missiles, and other kinds of conventional weapons.
Joseph D'Angelo, the man who admitted to being the Golden State Killer in June, is sentenced to 26 life terms for killing 13 people and committing dozens of rapes. Sacramento County Judge Michael Bowman says the court approving the plea deal does not mean that D'Angelo did not deserve the death penalty.
All the parties should be commended. It merely means the court feels it would never come to pass. In truth, all the parties should be commended in reaching this resolution, for the result of this trial and a plea of guilty is the same.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As rolling blackouts continue in California, a heat wave is gripping the state and much of the western United States, and that has sharply increased demand for air conditioning, which has in turn taxed the state's power infrastructure. As far as backup energy sources, Utility Reform Network Mark Tony says,
so when we're thinking of backup, there are two ways to go. One is the gas-fired plants, but the other is the emerging battery storage. And we're going to need both for a while.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says bad planning is what's leading to most of these rolling blackouts.
We failed to predict and plan these shortages, and that's simply unacceptable.
State Assemblyman Jim Patterson saying the energy blackouts in California are due at least in part to the state's self-imposed dependency on renewable energy resources. Steve Bannon called the charges leveled against him and three other associates a political hit job. Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors in a $25 million We Build a Wall scam, along with three associates, addressed the case during an episode of his podcast, War Room.
I reiterate this. This fiasco yesterday was to intimidate anybody that wants to talk about American sovereignty and wants to talk about the wall. We're never going to stop talking about that and fighting for it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.